Is it true? Are we only $8? Oh, too much action in the phone room. I'm told we're only $8. Oh, we've surpassed the goal. Stretch goal!
Woohoo!
That's everybody who wanted to help us get to the goal but didn't get to the phone in time. Come on anyway. You know, you can't just say, oh, they hit the goal. They don't need me anymore. Are you kidding? We need everything we can do. And thank you so much, everybody, for getting us there. Mike, that was the Starship Commander Woo Woo we just heard from there doing Mastership.
Woo-woo.
I think. Woo Woo. We also heard the Hoof and Mouth Symphony again from the You Be the Singer disc. The karaoke tracks we heard once in a lifetime. Any action out there in the phone room?
Quite a bit, Scott. I got quite a few people to thank here. Let's start with Andrew in London. Dave,
thank you, Andrew.
In Del Mar.
All right. Thank
also
you, Dave.
Also, Christy in California. Jen in Astoria, who is pitching in just a bit more for a chance to win a prize.
All right.
Another name I've been announcing on these airwaves for more years than I'd care to count, but we love him. Greg from Detroit, thank you so
hey,
much.
Hey, Greg B.
Scott is a Freeform favorite and the recipient of my first pledge this year.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. Great
and he
to
says,
hear from
it's
you.
Great to hear me back on the air. Thanks, Greg.
Sure is. We miss you, Mike. Do more fill-ins.
I will. Listener Greg checking back in with a little more on top of his Swag for Life pledge.
Right.
WFMU is the best radio on the planet. Our own Alan says, thanks for answering all my stupid questions. Thanks, Alan.
Also, my pleasure, Alan. All hours of day and night. Multiple texts.
And finally, also, listener Herb in New York. 90% of Scott's playlist is brand new to him, and he loves that.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for saying that, Herb. I'm glad you enjoy it. We've got only just over 5 minutes left in this program, and we'd love to get a few more pledges if you were just waiting if you were enjoying the stuff too much and not wanting to pick up the phone. Now you can pick up the phone, and now you can. You weren't logged in to your I don't know, whatever you log into.
Your Miami device.
Your Miami device. Yes, that one. Now you are logged into your Miami device, so you can come on in and make your pledge. WFMU.org, 1-800-989-9368. We're going to hear one more quick track, and then Mike LaPica and I will come in, give away some prizes, and say goodnight. You still have a chance to win the Gather in the Mushrooms, fantastic Ace and Castle compilation of Brit folk from 1968 to 74, compiled by Bob Stanley. And the grand prize for pledges of $75 or more, the 3-CD set on Grapefruit called Love, Poetry, and Revolution, 1966 to 72, underground psychedelic music from that era. We're going to listen to a track that's on the premium right now from Christina. This is WFMU's Marathon. Scott Williams, Mike LaPica, almost ready to say goodbye. Stay tuned. Time's run out.
It has.
We got less than a minute left.
Another show in the record book, Scott.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here with me, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
True honor.
It's a delight. The pleasure's all mine.
To hear you on the radio.
We got some prizes to give away.
Yes, we
do. Shall we do that?
Well, first off, the Gathering the Mushrooms compilation on Ace. That's going to who now?
That's going to Baz in Utrecht.
Hey, Baz!
Congratulations.
All right, thank you, Baz. Very, very, very generous listener. And now we have the grand prize, Love, Poetry, and Revolution, 1966 to 72, 3-CD set. Who the heck's that going to?
That's going to Greg in New York.
Hey, Greg in New York. Congratulations.
Thank you much.
Thank you. And thank you, Mike Lupica. Thank you, Jenny and Alan and Chris in the phone room. And please stay tuned. Keep pledging, everybody. And stay tuned. Mark Hurst is here. Tectonic is next. Marathon continues. WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, worldwide online at WFMU.org. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Tectonic. My name is Mark Hurst. I'll be your host for the next hour. And I want to welcome all of you to the 2026 WFMU Fundraising Marathon, which is part of our two-week period once a year to come to you, the listeners, and ask you to pledge to help us out. And I'm so honored and privileged once again this year to welcome as my co-host, station manager Ken Friedman. Ken, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for joining.
Oh, great to be here on Tectonic.
It's always great to have you on the show, whether it's a marathon or you are guest hosting, which you've done a number of times over the years. And so welcome back. I was looking at the archives, part of WFMU's amazing resource that's available online at WFMU.org. And last year's first marathon show is online. And it featured you, Ken. You and I were talking about a very particular topic last year.
Food delivery robots.
Food delivery robots.
They're all over our town.
At the time, they had just been introduced and were starting to proliferate around Jersey City. And I remember that you had an interesting strategy, a novel strategy, for how to react, how to treat those food delivery robots. It had to do with a food item.
Yeah, it was rubbing peanut butter all over their main electric eye and then covering it up with a blue plastic New York Times bag.
That's right.
And I did that for a while. I disabled a number of robots. It was one of the big takeaways I had with that was it was amazing how many good Samaritans there were who came to the robot's rescue.
That's right.
There is no doubt in my mind that if it had been an actual human being asleep on the sidewalk, nobody would have helped them. But a food delivery robot immobile on the sidewalk, usually somebody came to its aid within a minute or two.
And we witnessed this. I witnessed this with you.
Yeah.
Ken, you and I were at a meeting somewhere in Jersey City. This is just a couple of months
That's
ago.
Right.
And we didn't have peanut butter with us, but we did have a plastic bag. And totally harmless, you know, put up a little plastic shopping bag over the, like you said, the electronic eye of this thing. And within a couple of minutes, the bag was gone.
Yeah.
So
people take pity on the food delivery robots.
And I think you're bringing up a really important point that I think is going to serve as a kind of a through line for today's conversation, which is that AI and robots is now being presented to us by big tech and the tech bros and the oligarchs as something that we need to pay respect to and be almost worshipful of in a way that does not apply to our fellow human beings.
Yeah, in all sorts of different ways, too. I've heard this notion going around that you should not be rude to an AI voice, that you shouldn't be rude to Alexa or Siri, that it's somehow amoral to do that.
Yeah, it's not civil. It's
yeah.
not what we do in polite society. When you're talking to a robot, have a polite tone of voice. Say please and thank you.
I mean, I do agree that being incredibly mean and nasty to a robot is not going to make you feel better. And it's not going to help you be nicer to other human beings.
Right. And that should be the guide.
Yeah.
What is going to be the impact on actual human beings? Not what are the purported feelings of some AI bot, because the bots don't have feelings.
No, but they have the illusion of feelings.
They have the illusion of feelings.
And they have the illusion of intelligence. And now we're quickly moving towards the illusion of consciousness.
Okay, so we're going to pick this up in 1 minute. I just want to remind listeners that here we are in the WFMU 2026 fundraising marathon, and we need your support. We have a team full of phone volunteers in the phone room where station manager Ken is sitting, and they're ready for your call. The number is 1-800-989-9368. Again, 1-800-989-9368, or you can go online to WFMU.org and pledge online.
And Mark, if you pledge $20 or more, we have a prize for the first half of the show, which is a book called The Tech Coup, How to Save Democracy from Silicon Valley. So that book can be yours if you pledge $20 or more. We will have a drawing in about half an hour. And Mark also has a great premium this year. It's the only cassette tape
that yes. we're giving out this entire marathon. We know yes. how big of a comeback cassettes have made along with vinyl. So Mark's cassette tape is Music from Tectonic.
That's right.
On cassette.
This I worked with Kirk Pearson on this premium, and I believe Kirk from Berkeley is listening right now. And Kirk is a composer, among other many other talents they have. And Kirk composed the Tectonic theme song that we just heard. Mm-hmm. And so what we have is a cassette, as you say, Ken, that starts with Kirk's four custom composed and performed songs that that they made for the show. And these are the four songs that I play throughout the show. At the beginning, the theme song, and then at the beginning of the interview, the midpoint of the interview, and the end of the interview. These four songs start the cassette, and then we go on to other dystopian songs that I've played as outros over the last year. So it's a cassette, and listeners, if you don't have a cassette player, that's okay, because you can also opt to get a download link, and the station will give you the songs digitally if you prefer.
Or you could also rip the cassette tape out of the cassette and make art out of it.
That's true. That's fun too. All yeah. analog fun. I mean, the idea that Kirk and I wanted to bring to the FMU community is a celebration of analog technologies. Those technologies, Ken, that we had that involved music that were not listening to us. It's only about the listener listening to the music.
Right.
It's not the device listening to the listener. What a concept. We had this golden age of technology that used to do what we wanted and didn't have all of these ulterior motives and these hidden agendas. And now try listening to anything on any other service other than FMU without being spied on.
Oh, you can't do it. We have a few people to thank. Cynthia from Rochester says, I love your show, Mark, and I'm thankful that Rochester is 10 years behind the times. I think she's referring to the fact that they do not have food delivery robots yet.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Another thing about the food delivery robots that I noticed recently is with all the snow we had this winter, they disappeared. They cannot navigate in the snow.
That's right.
Even when the sidewalks are clear, there's so much snow and slush built up at the corners, and they can't navigate.
Well, that's before they get the laser attachment to melt the snow
yeah.
from their laser eyes. It's coming.
Philip in California says, Tectonic is the best reason to look forward to Mondays.
Thank you, Philip. That's very nice.
And we had a whole bunch of people who pledged for Tectonic even before the show began. So thank you all. Looking for any other nice comments that people might
and
have
we also
made.
Well, we want to say thanks to the Swag for Life members who have joined this program at $10 a month or more. They're getting their credit card is charged monthly, and it's a great way to support the station. If you're thinking, what can I do to help WFMU, join Swag for Life. If you go to WFMU.org, you'll see in the little pledge form whether you want to make a one-time donation, a pledge, or a monthly pledge. Sign up for a monthly at $10 or more, and you'll be one of the Swag for Life members. So there's many, many Swag for Life members out there who are just month-to-month supporting the station. I want to say thank you to all of those.
Yeah, and I have a ton of them here of people who said that they love the show. And Billy in Pennsylvania, I love FMU. Bill in Rock Tavern, New York. Dylan in Washington, D.C. And Hillary in Boulder, Colorado.
Thanks to all of you.
Thank you to all you Swag for Life people who pledged before the fundraiser even began. If you haven't pledged yet, please do so now at 800-989-9368 or at WFMU.org.
I should say, Ken, the show recently achieved a milestone of its 400th episode. And one of the things I said during that recent show was, thank you to all the listeners in the WFMU community who have sent encouraging notes and emails over the years. The show is now 8.5 years old. And it has been, at times, just given the negativity in tech news, sometimes it gets a little bit challenging to maintain a positive outlook on life. And then an email comes in from a listener that says, keep going, I appreciate what you're doing. The reason I'm bringing this up, Ken, is right now is a great time to show your support for the show and for WFMU. We, as you can hear Ken's doing, we read every comment in that little comment for DJ field, and your encouragement really matters to us at WFMU. Just go to WFMU.org and pitch in anything and write a comment about the station or the show.
Yeah, show your support for a program like Tectonic that takes a stand against the madness that has become big tech and the mania, the current mania that is AI, that has infected not just the mainstream media and has infected not just corporate America, but has infected everybody. It's infected the world of community radio and public radio and not-for-profits. I can't believe the things that I hear coming out of the mouths of my colleagues in the not-for-profit world about AI. They have drunk the Kool-Aid. But this program has stood there like a fortress against all this stuff. And I'm very, very grateful for that, listening every week.
Thank you, Ken.
As I drive home. Hey, we want to thank the Perrin family. Thank you.
Yes, Perrin family, longtime supporters of Tectonic. Thank you.
And our own Roger in Jersey City says,
Roger,
bag them robots.
Thank you so much, Roger.
You know, sometimes it's easier for me just to tip the robots over. And even when I tip them over, and they're kind of heavy, you know, I'm trying to be careful not to break them. I don't want to get arrested or anything. But even when I tip them over, usually within a minute or two, somebody rights them again.
It's
incredible.
But those same people will walk past someone, a human being on
right.
the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to mess with them.
Yeah. But a robot, delivery robot that is owned by a multi-million or multi-billion or even multi-trillion dollar company, that we're going to be friendly to.
They're so damn cute.
Our priorities
They have smiling eyes.
It's like you're saying, Ken, this thinking that AI, of course, is something that we have to adulate, that we have to pay respect to, has infected everything. I heard from someone yesterday or the day before saying in their field of work that the question is not whether you're going to use AI, it's how are you using AI in your organization? And there's no space to question, do we want to use this? It's not that we need a full-scale ban, but where is the critical thinking about whether this is the right tool for the job and who benefits and who is harmed by these systems and these data centers?
Well, the bubble's going to pop. You know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen sooner or later. We don't know when, but the AI bubble is going to pop.
Well, it has to.
Yeah.
Because they've deployed or promised the better part of $1 trillion in this year alone. And there is no way these big tech companies are going to make the revenue that's going to make that a viable investment. At some point, the party is going to be over.
But this has been an incredible mania, though,
yes,
regarding AI, much bigger than the NFT mania.
Yes.
Perhaps even on the level of the original dot-com mania.
I can speak to that, Ken, because I lived through the dot-com boom.
Yeah.
And this is much, much bigger.
Yeah.
Because the dot-com boom was localized in New York City and a little bit in San Francisco. And when that popped, you know, you had some companies go out of business and there was some tech stocks that went down. Now, Ken, whatever it is, 26 years, 25 years later, every part of the economy is marching in lockstep to these multi-trillion dollar companies that have made massive bets on this one idea of AI. And when that pops, it's going to make the dot-com pop look like a picnic in the park.
We have more people to thank, and all these people are also in the running for our first prize of Tectonic. It's a book called The Tech Coup, How to Save Democracy from Silicon Valley by Marietta Shaka. We want to thank our own Dave the Spaz.
Thank you, Dave the Spaz.
Triple G says, Tectonic is a well-done show that's both informative and alarming. Thanks for your due diligence and passion, Mark.
Thanks, Triple G. That's the idea. Due diligence, tell the truth, and do it I'm not trying to be alarming, but if you tell the truth, it is going to end up being alarming.
Yeah, it's alarming. Yeah, I like it when you go full Howard Beale.
I'm not going to take it anymore.
Boss in Utrecht, thank you.
And Boss in the Netherlands.
Boss says, thanks for your great weekly show, Mark.
Thank you, Buzz.
And it is a worldwide issue. It's very, very, very much a worldwide mania and a worldwide issue.
And I'm so glad to hear from Boz in the Netherlands and other listeners who are outside the U.S., because I think there can easily be this myopic version of tech that it's all an American issue, and it's not. Everyone around the world is facing some version of this. Unfortunately, much of it is driven by American interests, but the people on the receiving end, who are the people I'm worried about, are all over the world. And so thank you for the vote of confidence from the Netherlands.
And also from Toronto, Erin from Toronto checking in. And she says, I only wish I had more money to give to the best radio station in the world.
Thank you, Erin and T.O. Toronto! Yes!
My sincere thanks to every DJ and volunteer that make this station happen.
I agree, Erin.
And Thomas in Montana says, love your show, Mark. I listen every Monday. I'm pretty unplugged here in Western Montana, and that's the way I like it.
That's the way to be, Thomas. You are more advanced than so many other people. You've made a lot of good choices, it sounds like.
And Kyle in Vermont, very generous pledge. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
And also James in South Orange, a little addition to my Swag for Life
yes.
pledge. I'm going to get that awesome cassette tape. Thanks, Mark and WFMU, for the work you're doing, keeping it real when everybody else is fawning over the nonsense of Silicon Valley.
Thank you, James. That's a well put. That's the aim. That's my aspiration for this show. There's plenty of tech press out there that, as you say, is just fawning over how great and how awesome. Oh, how are you so brilliant, Mr. Billionaire? And let's just try to tell the truth. And just
I can't take it. Between the news media, between the coverage of Trump and the coverage of AI, there's almost no oxygen left for anything else.
That's right.
On any given day in the New York Times, there's just so many articles about AI.
With many, not all, but with many of these articles we're talking about, there's this underlying current of boosterism.
Yeah.
That there's just this assumption that, of course, you're going to use AI. Of course, AI is this inevitable force. And unfortunately, Ken, I'm speaking generally now about the media landscape. There's a lot of concentration of power and money in media that is driven by big tech oligarchs. I mean, what we saw recently at the Washington Post, which is owned by Jeff Bezos, they had a massive round of layoffs. I think 40% of their journalists were laid off all at once. And people are saying, wait, we thought Jeff Bezos was going to be this benign oligarch that's showing, democracy dies in darkness or whatever. What is this about? That he's cutting the book world and he's cutting international reporters, firing them when they're still reporting from a war zone.
He had to fire those people, Mark, because he had a movie to make about Melania.
Oh, my gosh.
So yes. The money's got to come from somewhere. Jeez.
I know. Have a heart.
James in West Milford, enjoy listening to Tectonic. Thank you for the research you do and for the excellent topics and conversation.
Thank you, James. That's nice.
Jane in Manalapan, New Jersey. Keep telling it like it is, Mark. I love Tectonic.
Thank you, Jane. I'm going to try with your help.
Herb in New York City says, I wish I were calling from my Western Electric telephone made in the USA, still plugged into my wall.
Thank you. I think this is Herb.nyc?
Yeah.
Thank you for all of your support over the years, Herb.
And from the phone room right here, Brian in Jersey City says that my dog attacks the food delivery robots.
Brian, thank you.
Wow. The robots go the other way when they hear her barking.
Is that right?
Oh, man.
So maybe that's what we all have to get, guard dogs against the delivery robots.
Or just a cassette recording of a guard dog.
That could work.
And a boombox.
Maybe that's next year's premium is just dogs barking. And you play that on a boombox, and it keeps the delivery robots away. That's a good idea.
Mark's $75 premium is the best of Tectonic music on cassette tape. That's $75 or more. That also includes the new WFMU Dinosaur T-shirt and the beautiful Sentient Blob bumper sticker.
And it is sentient.
Is sentient, yes. Yeah. Not conscious, but sentient.
There are a lot of AI systems out there that their creators, their big tech creators claim are sentient, and that's all false. Our bumper sticker, on the other hand, is the real deal. You can have long conversations. You can have therapy sessions with our bumper sticker.
Yes, people have become quite attached to it.
It can turn into your bumper sticker boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, and you've covered this issue, right? The psychosis, the growing psychosis that people get from becoming emotionally attached to their chatbots.
Yes, in fact, I have. If you go to the playlist at WFMU.org and click playlists and comments, there is, as always, I've put some dystopian news up there. We're not going to get to a lot of it tonight, but one of them is a Guardian article from February 26, 2026. The headline is, "Unbelievably Dangerous. Experts Sound Alarm After ChatGPT Health Fails to Recognize Medical Emergencies." And that's part of the issue, is that people are getting bad medical advice. And then there's another one from The Guardian from February 28, just a couple days ago, with the headline, "Her husband wanted to use ChatGPT to create sustainable housing. Then it took over his life." And in this Guardian article, Ken, how about this for a quote? This is from The Guardian, quote, "It's difficult to understand the scale of the problem, but OpenAI itself estimates that more than a million people every week show suicidal intent when chatting with ChatGPT." So you have people, millions of people who are going to ChatGPT asking for advice about, you know, different ways of self-harm or worse, and ChatGPT will often, as in the case of this woman's husband, will give some advice on, oh, you're right, here's how to harm yourself. And yes, between that and the bad medical advice, we have introduced a huge new danger in society that simply did not exist a couple of years ago. And it's backed with hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of investment.
Oof. Erin from Toronto checking in again, Mark. Her last pledge was for her Swag for Life renewal, but this one is just for you.
Oh, Erin, that's so nice. Thank you.
She calls you the man who rightfully taught me to fear my phone.
Erin and T.O., thank you so much. We love our listeners in Toronto. So, Ken, we're just almost at the halfway point of the show when we're going to be doing a drawing. Can you tell us again what's up for the drawing at the 30-minute mark?
It's a book called The Tech Coup, How to Save Democracy from Silicon Valley by Marietta Shaka. And it is exactly about what Tectonic talks about here, how to save democracy and how to save yourself from big tech and from Silicon Valley. And $20 or more puts you in the running for that. $50, you also get that plus the WFMU t-shirt. And for $75, you get all that plus the new Tectonic cassette tape.
What we want you to do, listeners, if you like the show or if you just want to support the station, go to WFMU.org and pledge to this great station that has so much different programming available to you, and the archives that go back for 20 years, and you will never hear a single ad or underwriting break or all of those tedious and annoying interruptions that you get on other stations. You will not hear a single one of those ever on WFMU. This radio station is designed to give you the best experience at all times.
And it's a human experience. It's not an algorithmic experience, and it's a community of human beings. Mark, you and I were at a radio conference earlier this year, in which we both walked out on a we both walked out on a presentation where there was a community radio station that was pleased as punch that they had developed a way to program the entire radio station with no human beings. That AI was doing everything, and they just thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And Mark and I and a friend of ours, we all walked out on it, and then one of the guys involved ran after Mark, ran down the hall and said, "What's wrong? Why did you walk out? You're a tech person."
Well,
it's the thing that amazes me is that, you know, I work in radio. I've worked in radio my whole life, and automation has been around in radio for many decades. It's been around since the 60s, really, and it really took off in the 70s, and it's done nothing but destroy radio as a form, as a means of communication and as a business. Automation has done nothing but hurt radio. And now here's AI, and everybody in radio thinks, oh, this is the greatest thing that's come along. Like, suddenly, this form of automation is going to make everything all better. I can't fathom it.
I think the key point that you brought up there, Ken, is that WFMU is a human station. It's not to say that organizations shouldn't use AI ever for anything. I mean, for goodness sakes, if you use a word processing program and there's a spell check, that's using AI. So a lot of us use AI without even knowing it. The question is, do you want to have a human experience over the airwaves and over your live stream? WFMU provides that. And what I'm trying to do on Tectonic is to advocate for the human, to say, look, of course we're going to use technology in different ways, but we have to be building for justice, for community, for fairness, for creativity, for protection of ecosystems. These are the things that we want. This is what life is about. And where AI and other big tech systems are threatening or exploiting or predating on those good and important things in life, I want to call those out. And I'm so happy to be part of WFMU, where this is the ethos of the entire station. So whatever program you listen to on WFMU, it doesn't have to be Tectonic, it's worth supporting. Listeners, please go to WFMU.org and pledge, or call us at 1-800-989-9368. That's 1-800-989-9368. We're about to do this drawing. Ken, do we have anyone else to thank?
Yeah, let me just thank a few people, and then we'll do the drawing. Chris in Vermont says, thank you, Mark, for helping to equip us against the expletives.
Thank you, Chris in Vermont.
Stuart in London says, thanks for the weekly inspiration provided by Mark's relentless commitment and excellence on Tectonic.
Thank you, Stuart in London. Hello.
Matthew in Oklahoma and Bernardo in South Orange throwing in some extra money for Hearst Bot. Throw your phones in the river.
Thank you, Matthew, and thank you, Bernardo. Yes, throw your phone in the river, metaphorically.
And it's Kyle in Vermont who wins the first book of the evening.
Right. Congratulations, Kyle in Vermont. Thanks so much for your support.
Kyle wins the Tech Coup, How to Save Democracy from Silicon Valley.
Now, Ken, I want to play this clip as we go into the second half of the show, and I think this is going to open up a little more of our conversation about AI spreading everywhere. A few days ago, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, was at a conference in India, a tech, as far as I could tell, a tech-boosting conference. And OpenAI, if anybody doesn't know, this is the company that makes ChatGPT. Okay, so Sam Altman is the CEO of basically the ChatGPT company. And Sam Altman he was being interviewed on stage, and there was one snippet of what he talked about, because he was being challenged about the energy draw and the water draw, the environmental impact of training these large language models that use incredible amounts of resources in these data centers that are now springing up everywhere and raising people's electricity prices and draining the groundwater and spewing polluted air into vulnerable communities like Boxtown and West Memphis that Elon Musk is doing. Incredibly harmful environmental impacts and financial impacts. And Sam Altman is benefiting from all of this. And so he wanted to defend himself against these questions about environmental impact. And I want to play just a little clip. It's less than a minute, about what Sam Altman said when they asked him about environmental impact. This is just from a few days ago. Here it is.
One of the things that is always unfair in this comparison is people talk about how much energy it takes to train an AI model relative to how much it costs a human to do one inference query. But it also takes a lot of energy to train a human. It takes like 20 years of life and all of the food you eat during that time before you get smart. And not only that, it took like the very widespread evolution of the 100 billion people that have ever lived and learned not to get eaten by predators and learned how to like figure out science and whatever to produce you, and then you took whatever you took. So the fair comparison is, if you ask ChatGPT a question, how much energy does it take once its model is trained to answer that question versus a human? And probably AI has already caught up on an energy efficiency basis measured that way.
So can you believe that? So that's Sam Altman again, speaking at a conference in India a few days ago. Sam Altman is CEO of OpenAI, which makes ChatGPT, and he's defending ChatGPT from charges of, you know, these massive environmental impacts by saying, oh, sure, it takes a lot of energy to train a large language model, but it also takes energy to train a human. It takes 20...
Yeah, we shouldn't be using natural resources to raise human beings.
Well, we should use fewer natural resources to train human beings. And I'm sure the next step is, Ken, for him to say, with our new model, our new version of ChatGPT, ChatGPT is going to train humans more quickly and more efficiently. I mean, this is the trajectory that we're on, that he is somehow making a calculation that somehow equates large language model training with the development of human beings.
Well, this is a trick that they've been employing in a whole variety of ways of drawing a relationship or a metaphor that a computer is just like a human being, or a computer is just like a human brain. And all of the AI scientists that are saying, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to have conscious AIs within a number of years, they're also using that same metaphor, saying that a computer is just like a human brain. They're really the same thing, and they should be capable of doing the exact same thing. But they're not the same thing.
Not at all.
A human brain is not like a computer. There might be some similarities in that they're able to do calculations and they're able to construct language, but we have yet to see a computer that can feel, that can sense emotion. And I don't think we're ever going to see that myself. But it's very, very few people who are saying that. And the voices out there that are getting the most traction are the people who are saying that human beings are basically expendable and we shouldn't be wasting natural resources on human beings. Like, that's the comparison. That's like what Sam Altman just said, is that, you know, you only should compare the environmental damage that a computer does if you first figure out the environmental damage that raising a human being does.
Exactly.
But aren't human beings more important?
Well, that's the question I think we're going to be facing in future years, Ken. And I'm not hyperbolizing or trying to make a joke. I in all seriousness, one of the main questions we're going to face as a society is what you just said. Is it important for there to be human beings? I mean, Peter Thiel, the founder of Palantir, was on Ross Douthat's podcast at the New York Times recently. And Ross asked Peter Thiel, is it important for humanity to survive as a species? And you can go back and listen. I played this excerpt on the show. Ross asks, should humanity survive? And there's dead air for several seconds as Peter Thiel is considering the answer to that question.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that clip.
And he finally comes out and says, it's complicated. It's amazing that these billionaire tech bros are at this point where they're setting up an environment where we have to question whether we have any value as human beings. How outrageous is that? Now you've got me in rant mode, Ken Friedman. Listen to where I'm headed with this.
Go ahead. I'm mad as hell.
I'm going to go full Howard Beale on this. I got to cool off a little bit.
I'm mad as hell. But we are giving away a prize the second half of the show tonight. It's by the Friends of Attention, who you recently had on your show. And it's the book called Attensity, A Manifesto of the Attention Liberation Movement.
Right. So this is on the other side of the conversation. These are people who are saying human beings are important. Community building is vital. Human attention is something to treasure and to develop. And it's it makes, as you say, Ken, the book is a manifesto, and it makes a strong case for these human values. If you did not hear my interview with Peter Schmidt, who's a co-editor of the book Attensity, go back in the archives at WFMU.org or tectonic.fm, and you can listen to that entire show, that entire interview, for free, no ads, no underwriting, just because we love you and want to promote the truth to you. And so, yes, if you donate or pledge $20 or more in the second half of the show, you'll be in the drawing for that book, for Attensity.
And I would love to hit $5,000 before the end of Tectonic tonight. We're about $550 away from that, if you can help us out. A pledge of any amount pushes us a little bit further to that goal. We would like to thank Sam from Brooklyn.
Thank you, Sam.
Very generous pledge. Billy in St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you, Billy in St. Louis.
Our own Matt Fiveash.
Matt Fiveash.
Says, nothing makes me prouder to be associated with this station than the fact that Tectonic is on every week. I tell everyone I know to check it out if they know what's good for them. Thank you, Mark.
That's very kind, Matt. Thank you.
And David in Asheville.
David in Asheville. Thank you. We had a guest from the Asheville area, Thomas Witherspoon, not long ago. Happy to have support from Asheville.
And our own Chris Crash from the Rock and Soul Stream says, thank you, Mark, for your incredible show.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
And S from Jersey City says, Tectonic is my favorite show for tech awareness, and I am a dedicated listener. Thank you, S.
Thank you.
And those are the people who are in the running for the Attensity Manifesto book, a manifesto of the attention liberation movement. Please support Tectonic. There's no other program like this on the air. We have checked, and all the other technology shows tend to be boosterish and drinking the Kool-Aid that big tech would have you drink. And this program doesn't. And also, something that I don't think a lot of listeners are aware of is that we make this program available for free to other community and low-power FM and public radio stations around the world. And I think we're on over 40 other stations.
Yes, we're on 40 other stations. And I've got a list of our syndicated affiliate stations on the Tectonic website, tectonic.fm, T-E-C-H, tonic.fm. And you click the syndication link, and they're all listed there. So listeners, what you're hearing from WFMU, as Ken said, we share around the world. I mean, we have stations across the U.S. and in Europe, and there are listeners all over who are getting these messages. And you know how we're able to do this? It's with your support. So when you are pledging to WFMU, you're making it possible for us to share this show with many, many other listeners around the world. So thank you.
Our own Handy Haversack.
Handy Haversack, thank you.
Handy says, as a strict Hurstian, I didn't realize there were Hurstians.
I didn't know either, but welcome to the fold, I guess.
I'm a little dubious about even pledging over the internet, but one does what one must in order to help preserve the most important radio show on this planet or any other, and the best radio station in all of explored space. Thanks for all that you do, Mark.
Thank you, Handy. It's gonna be tough to top that superlative.
Yeah.
This is the greatest in the known universe, but I appreciate it. And I'll say it again. The only way this station and this show are able to continue week to week is through the support of listeners. This is how this station works. If you're just getting to know WFMU, everybody on the air is a volunteer. So I don't know if that's clear either, but I have done 400 number, I forget, we're at 401 or 402. I've done over 400 shows, 8.5 years of Tectonic as a volunteer because I love it, because I love this radio station. I love the community. And Ken, I've told you before, I feel so privileged to be part of this and to be able to have a platform at this unique station to say what I say. Where else would I be able to say these things? So I appreciate the opportunity to run this show, and it's all supported by listeners. That's how this all gets powered. So listeners, if you value WFMU, if you value Tectonic, or if you value any other show on WFMU, please pledge to us. Go to WFMU.org and click pledge or call us. We have a phone room here, 1-800-989-9368. You can even use your favorite rotary phone. It'll work, 1-800-989-9368.
Mark, I wanted to make a special appeal to people who may have benefited from the current AI bubble that we reside in. It's been extremely good for the stock market. The stock market is still at all-time highs, just about. And we know that many people have money in the stock market and might be able to share some of their good luck with WFMU. And
yes.
A lot of people have done that, actually, in the last couple of months. So we're hoping that you might be able to do it, too. And you can donate either cash or you can also donate your actual stock securities with WFMU and get sort of a double tax benefit by avoiding capital gains taxes and also getting a tax deduction of the total value.
And there are corporate matching programs as well.
Right. Yeah, we get a lot of money from companies matching the dollars donated by their employees. So please be sure to check that. And if you are able to do that, please give us a call at 800-989-9368, or you can pledge at WFMU.org. And if you have questions, you can always email me about any of this stuff, too. I'm the station manager, and my email address is ken@WFMU.org.
I want to just echo what you said, Ken, and I'm glad you brought this up. The tech industry now dominates the economy. I forget what percentage of the stock market is now concentrated into big tech and related firms, but it's a lot. And there are people out there who have benefited financially even as they listen to the show, and they may be very aware of the compromises of these big tech companies as they gain in stock valuation. If you have benefited and you really want to support this show in helping me get the word out about what the tech industry is doing, and you've benefited, I would love to see a significant donation. I'd love to see a $1,000 pledge. If you have it available and you've benefited and you have that in mind that you want to do something significant with a pledge, go to WFMU.org. Let's see a $1,000 pledge in the last 14 minutes of the show.
That would be great. We got some very large pledges last October during the Hellraiser that did come in the form of appreciated securities. So we are well situated to do that. We cannot accept Bitcoin, but we can accept stock, appreciated stocks and bonds.
Someone said, "You need a Bitcoin? What is it? $30,000?" I mean, what do you need $15,000 for? It's so volatile day to day. That's a whole other show, Bitcoin.
Thank you to Fredericks from Florida.
Thank you
for always keeping me on edge, Mark.
Thank you, Fredericks. That's not my primary goal, but I'm happy to hear it.
I don't know. You know, when I listen to you rant and rave as I'm driving home every Monday night, I find it very reassuring and peaceful. I think I'm unusual in that way. I know that this type of news doesn't affect everybody. I'm not sure why. I think that listening to you, Mark, it eliminates my cognitive dissonance. I've always thought that everything was complete BS and everything that we're being fed is a lie. And you confirm that. And it makes everything make more sense to me somehow, and I find it relaxing and reassuring.
Well, thank you. I mean, when you talked about other tech coverage, and even if there's tech coverage out there that is trying to acknowledge some of the harms, it often comes out like this. Some critics say that there's environmental impacts in some of the data centers, and there needs to be more research done on the actual water usage. And now we go on to, and it's like, wait a second. Do you know what's actually happening? Right, I read this and I go, how can you not be losing your mind over what is happening? To me, it's cathartic, and it's only the natural response to the incredible scale of harms that these companies are foisting on us. I don't know why every other tech coverage isn't yelling and ranting in the same way. I don't understand it. Are they not reading to the end of the article? This is what goes on in my head.
Well, for the most part, they're counting on getting funding from big tech.
Well, there is that.
I mean, that's the reason why you never hear anything on public radio that's too critical of big tech, is because big tech are their underwriters.
We want to thank Amazon for blah, 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 blah. Right. You are never going to hear that on WFMU.
Yeah,
we are funded by listeners.
All those underwriting announcements on NPR, and I have many of them on tape. C3 AI, hallucination-free, LLM-powered.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's none of that.
Hallucination-free. Speaking of hallucinations, I used to wonder why when chatbots make mistakes, they called them hallucinations. I was like, why don't they just call them errors?
Mistakes.
Or mistakes.
Errors, yeah.
But then I was searching for some information about a benefit that the Fugs did in 1968 for WFMU, and I put in the search engine, I put in like Fugs WFMU, and the AI response I got back was, WFMU is a non-commercial radio station owned by William Floyd Eastern University.
Right.
And I'm like, huh? William Floyd Eastern?
Yeah.
And so I know that there's a whole bunch of William Floyd stuff going out on Long Island. So I Google for William Floyd.
Oh, we don't use that.
Oh, sorry.
Word
so
yet.
I searched for William Floyd Eastern University.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There's no hits whatsoever. And then I searched for William Floyd University. Again, nothing. It just made it up out of whole cloth.
And if you go to the ChatGPT or whatever and you say, hey, this place doesn't exist, you know, it'll say, you're right.
Sorry.
I made it up.
Oops.
My bad. I promise not to do that again. And you think about all of the areas where these AI systems are being jammed in where they don't belong, bringing those errors. Why would we do that?
Hey, thank you to Jonathan in Virginia, who says that he just got his first copy of the Luddite Dispatch this afternoon. I maybe that means our magazine.
No, that's the Luddite Club was on a while ago, and they have a little zine that they postal mail out.
Oh, cool.
And the Luddite community is growing, and they're listening to Tectonic. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Our own Mrs. Bucci.
Yeah, Mrs. Bucci.
She says, your show is so important, Mark, and no, I did not write this message with AI. Sounds like an AI talker to me.
Sounds suspicious, but no, that's Mrs. Bucci. We can trust her.
Oh, my gosh, my sister Carol.
Carol,
in Highland Park, with a very, very generous pledge.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you so much.
She's anti-AI, I can guarantee it.
Thank you. Thank you for your support, Carol.
Seth in Brooklyn, thank you very much.
Seth, thank you.
David in Minneapolis.
Yes, David.
And
much support to the people of Minneapolis.
Yeah,
Great job.
On the front lines.
Yes.
And Christy in San Gabriel says, go get him, Mark.
Thank you, Christy. With your help, I'm going to try.
Douglas in Brooklyn says, I love tech. My favorite tech is the phonetic alphabet.
Thank you, Douglas. I like the phonetic alphabet also.
That's not the NATO alphabet, though, right? They're different?
The Alpha Bravo Charlie?
Yeah, that's the NATO
it might
alphabet.
Be. It is worth, if you haven't memorized the Alpha Bravo Charlie alphabet, it's worth doing, because then whenever you need to give letters over the phone or something, they're easier for people to understand.
Thank you to Benny in Jersey City. Much love for you and your show, not to mention your unwavering diligence. Love, Benny and Marlena. Thank you, Benny and Marlena.
Thank you, Benny and Marlena. Much love to you, too.
And we only have a few minutes left to go here on Tectonic. Please show your support for this program that has brought you so much news that would otherwise be buried on small Substack pages and is really, really just totally invisible in the mainstream media and totally invisible on public radio and community radio as well, because they are invested in big tech. They are taking underwriting support from big tech. WFMU takes no underwriting support from anybody. So please show your support for this program that brings this information out to you, and for a radio station like WFMU that supports this program.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. We are funded by listeners, and if you want this radio station to continue, if you want Tectonic to continue, we rely on your support. Please go to WFMU.org and pledge.
Thank you to Brendan in Hamden, Connecticut, Jane and Hunter in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Brendan. Thank you, Jane.
Joshua in Hoboken, a very generous
Joshua,
pledge.
Thanks.
Nadine in Middletown.
Thank you, Nadine.
Our own Wendy Del Formaggio, staff pledge from Vermont.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, Wendy.
And Martin in Glasgow.
Martin.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you for
being a beacon of sanity. Thank you for repeatedly taking the time out of your lives to put together great shows.
Thank you so much. I want to say something about the resources of this show. I am not trying to toot my own horn here. I just want to, underline what you were saying before, Ken, about the resources that the show makes available. I try, when I go on these rants or have interviews or whatever, I always try to cite my sources so that people know if they want to read more on a certain topic, they can check up on me and go deeper, and I post them on the playlists. So if you go to WFMU.org, and they're also linked from tectonic.fm, nearly, sometimes I miss one, but nearly every article that I ever cite, even in passing, they're all listed and linked on the playlist. And you can go back, and if you're doing research on a certain topic, go back and find a show on that topic and find the playlist, and there's going to be 10, there's going to be 15 links to articles and research papers and other resources.
You know, I never thought about that. Everybody else on WFMU just talks out of their butt. you are the only one who provides background and a bibliography and citations. You ought to try talking out of your butt.
Well,
it's easy. It's fun.
Yeah. That's not true, Ken. I only have the highest respect for my fellow DJs and hosts, but I do at least try to do my part in citing my sources. So I do encourage the
listeners. I love the FMU staff too. I call them the butt talkers. hey, MJ in Brooklyn just came through with an incredibly generous pledge.
Thank you, MJ.
And live from phone number one in the phone room, it's Regina from Jersey City.
Regina, thank you so much.
And Regina says that the surveillance episode gave me nightmares, but it's good to be aware. Thanks for all you do, Mark.
Well, thank you so much, Regina. And if you have been getting nightmares from Tectonic episodes, please pledge like Regina did. I mean, she's leading the way. It's a nightmare pledge.
I don't think I've ever had a Tectonic nightmare. I've had WFMU Record Fair nightmares. I've had a lot of those. I've had WFMU Marathon nightmares.
Once in a blue moon, Ken, I will have a nightmare. And it's always, I show up to the station and I'm not prepared.
Yeah, well, that's the classic radio nightmare.
Yes, it's a radio nightmare.
Yeah.
So we all get those, I guess. But and that's my fear. I always want to come to the station with a well-prepared show that I think is worthy of the listeners. We should probably give away this grand prize.
Okay, it goes out to Douglas in Brooklyn.
Douglas in Brooklyn.
Who loves the phonetic alphabet.
And that is the Attensity book, co-edited by Peter Schmidt from School of Radical Attention, the Friends of Attention. And Peter was on the show recently, and you can listen to that. And 400 other past episodes of Tectonic at WFMU.org, also at tectonic.fm. And Ken, we just have a couple of minutes left before Dave Mandel comes in with his amazing show called It's Complicated. What else should we do before I read off the station ID?
Well, I just wanted to let anybody know who's listening that this is the first day of our 2026 fundraising marathon. We've been planning this thing for months, And you know as well as I do that global events are chaotic and crazy and insane. And we all here actually are quite worried about what's going on and the new war that launched a couple of days ago. And we hope that we'll be able to get to the end of this fundraiser. We hope that things remain stable enough that we will be able to complete it. But there, we realize that there's a chance that we may not be able to. So we wish you would pledge now and not wait, because we honestly don't know that we're going to get through the full 2 weeks. We're only on day one of 14 right now. So please make your pledge now while the fundraising machinery is all in place.
I feel good about our chances, Ken. We're going to do it. This community is going to come together and we're going to rally. And we are going to keep this station going with listener support. I've got to call time on this, Ken. We're right at the hour. I want to thank you, Station Manager Ken Friedman, for everything you do for WFMU and for putting me on the air in 2017. Really am honored to be part of this community. And thank you once again for being my co-host today.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for Tectonic. And I want to thank our phone volunteers tonight, Robert and Regina and Brian.
Robert, Regina, Brian, thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate you taking the time to come out and volunteer to do this. And Ken, also, thanks for your help. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockin County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Also, thanks to Ben and Liz for making us all dinner tonight.
Thank you, Ben and Liz. Can't wait to try it out. And Dave Mandel, are you ready, sir?
More or less.
Okay, here is Dave Mandel, and it's complicated. It's a prog rock show.
Thanks, Mark. See ya.
That old short intro theme trick. But we're here. We made it. And welcome, for those of you just tuning in, to the 2026 edition of WFMU's annual fundraising marathon. I'm Dave Mandel. This show is called It's Complicated. And this week, as I update my playlist, if you don't already know, we're here raising money. Raising the money that keeps this station going, keeps the wheels turning here at FMU. And I'm delighted to have on the other side of the glass there in the phone room my co-host, Therese. Hello, Therese.
Hi, Dave.
I'm so excited to be doing this show with you.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having
me. Yeah, sure. I'm just having you just shooting the breeze with you for an hour would be enough. I don't care if we raise any money.
Yes,
I'm just kidding.
Do. Stop it.
You know how I get this.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't raise any money, I'm going to, you know, about
you're
the
gonna just,
temper tantrums. I mean,
I
you've
know.
Seen it.
Aggro Dave, it's something to behold.
It's
we don't
it's,
want that.
It's scary. We want
don't
that's something we need to
that.
Avoid. Yeah. But thanks to everyone who is joining on the chat board and the comments board. And you know the deal, folks. Maybe you don't. Call 1-800-989-9368 or go to our website, WFMU.org, and donate what you can, pledge what you can to keep the station going for another year. We are fueled by your money. We don't take money from the man, any of the men. And this is the time of year when we come to you on the air. We'll be here for 2 weeks doing this. And we hope you can help us out. Right, Therese?
Right, Dave. Call 800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org.
We have some great prizes, of course, to give away tonight. And, of course, there's all the swag. We won't go through the whole list. On the website, on our website, WFMU.org, you can see in full, lush, lavish detail, you can see all the
full color
swag.
Yeah.
And as usual, I mean, nobody in the world has swag that even comes remotely close.
No. We're not just going to give you a three tenors CD for pledging $500. That's ludicrous.
No tote bags this year. We have given away tote bags.
I like
and they've
tote
been
bag.
Very cool tote
I like
bags
a tote
actually.
Bag, I will say.
Yeah.
But we've got hoodies, we've got notebooks, we've got
a duffel bag this year. Not a tote bag, but a duffel bag. Duffel bags, I find duffel bags very I have drawers filled with tote bags.
Yeah, I have a tote bag full of tote
bags.
But
I'm always short. I never have enough duffel bags. I never have a duffel bag when I need one.
Yeah, you know, you want to go away for the weekend.
You go away for the weekend, go to the gym.
Go
if
the
someday
gym.
I decided I might want to go to the gym, I would need a duffel bag.
Right. Go to the beach.
Go to the beach. If I someday decide to go to the beach, I would need a duffel bag.
Yes.
So why don't we announce the first prize we're giving away?
I believe I have
something queued up here from that very music collection. We're gonna hear, and we're also gonna give away a CD from the Android Trio. It's a release called Other Worlds. I've played them on the show before. You'll hear them in a second.
Ooh.
They'll sound like just like an old friend. It'll be like right, like me, less old than me, but you know, but a friend, yeah. So Android Trio, you know how it works, or if you don't, in the next 15 or 20 minutes, whoever pledges during that time will be in the drawing. We, meaning Therese over there, will close her eyes and and pick a winner.
I won't even peek.
You won't even peek.
We
use a bunch of people here to keep you honest.
Yeah.
If you, God help you,
these are
Therese,
honest folks.
If you try to cheat.
These are honest folks.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Android Trio will be giving that away soon. I'll play a selection from it now.
Minimum pledge of $20 or more gets you in the running for this.
That's right. You can pledge less than that if you want. We understand.
But once you hear this, you're going to want to pledge.
Once you hear this,
you're going to be
turning your pockets inside out.
Yeah, you're shaking out couch cushions.
All right. So here's a track from the Android Trio. Again, we're giving this away soon. And keep calling. The phone number is 1-800-989-9368 or pledge online, WFMU.org, and see you on the other side.